on this day, 24th March 1971. Faulkner as new premier. Mr. Brian Faulkner, the Minister of Development, became Prime Minister of Northern Ireland in succession to Mr. James Chichester Clark in all but name yesterday. His election will be confirmed at a meeting of the Unionist Parliamentary Party today. It is believed inevitable that four Unionist MPs, including Mr. William Craig, former Minister of Home Affairs and a contender for the Premiership, and Mr. Harry West, will be readmitted to the Parliamentary Party. But even with four extra votes, Mr. Faulkner is expected to coast home. Mr. Faulkner, who saw the Premiership slip from his grasp to Mr. Terence, now Lord O'Neill, in 1963, and who was pipped at the post by a single vote to Mr. Chichester Clark, is a tenacious fighter. But even his best friends last night admitted that, faced with formidable opposition from the right wing and distrusted by the opposition, his tenure of office is likely to be only about a year. On the eve of Mr. Faulkner's election, a minority rights group was formed yesterday, and with it came a clear warning to the Unionist Party that any reversal of the reform programme would lead to total withdrawal of the Catholic minority from public life. 50 representatives of trades unions and professional and business life formed the group. In a plea to the Protestant population, they called for united community support for its aims, as only in this way can a community in peaceful partnership be established. Heath warns Unionist hardliners. The British Prime Minister, Mr. Edward Heath, yesterday reminded the warring Unionist factions that his government held the ultimate authority and responsibility for Northern Ireland. His government would support any Stormont administration, provided it cooperated in implementing policies approved by Westminster. Mr. Heath and the opposition leader, Mr. Harold Wilson, made it clear that Britain's two major parties agreed on a programme of reconciliation, equality, and an end to violence and terrorism. The Prime Minister assured Mr. Wilson that the Conservatives are opposed to reconstituting the B Specials or rearming the RUC. Eamon Phoenix editors note, Clark's failure to persuade Westminster to double troop numbers to counter the IRA campaign ensured the election of the suave, ambitious and Dublin-educated Brian Faulkner. Within months, Faulkner's predictable resort to internment, directed exclusively at the minority, would trigger total Catholic alienation from the Northern Ireland state.